opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Tonight is a special presentation of Heroes of the North State for North State Now. Hi there, this is Sue McClain filling in for Michelle Slade from My Umbrella Marketing and Consulting, hosting a toy drive at KCNR 1460 AM and 96.5 FM at 1326 Market Street in downtown Reading for our local chapter of Toys for Tots. We would like to thank our Hero Circle sponsors, NorCal Tractors, Trailers, Rentals, and Sales, Emergency Water Supply, Fire Water Supply, My Umbrella Marketing and Equipment, and of course, KCNR. Now tonight, between 6 and 7, we will also have a special guest from Toys for Tots, and even Santa Claus is going to be here taking your calls and finding out what's on your Christmas wish list. Thanks for listening to KCNR with Heroes of the North State.
Joy and laughter is what over 8,000 Shasta County children will wake up to this Christmas morning thanks to our community of local heroes who so generously gave to Heroes of the North State's Toys for Tots Toy Drive. I'm Michelle Slade of My Umbrella Marketing and Consulting and host of Heroes of the North State. From the bottom of my heart, I would like to thank all of our heroes and Hero Circle sponsors for making this holiday season so special for so many local tots. NorCal Tractor, Trailer, Rentals, and Sales enjoy giving back and supporting our community. That's why when they were asked to join the Hero Circle for Heroes of the North State Toys for Tots Toy Drive, it was an easy yes. The thought of helping to give to children in Shasta County this Christmas season and helping bring joy to their hearts has been a blessing to them all. NorCal Tractor, Trailer, and Rentals would like to thank the community for rising above and providing giggles and laughter this holiday season.
Firewater Supply is proud to join the Hero Circle for Heroes of the North State's Toys for Tots Toy Drive. We understand that it takes a community to come together in times of need. It is with great honor to be invited to take part in bringing the joy of Christmas to children of Shasta County. All of us at Firewater Supply would like to invite you to do the same this holiday season by supporting the causes you love. Together we will bring in the new year with joy. At Emergency Water Supply, our business is to come together with our community in times of great need. That's why, when we were asked to support Heroes of the North State's Toys for Tots Toy Drive, we recognized the importance and were honored to join the Hero Circle, knowing children in Shasta County would wake up Christmas morning with smiles on their faces. At Emergency Water Supply, we invite you to join us and give the gift of Christmas this holiday season.
What is that? It sounds like the sounds of Christmas. My Umbrella Marketing and Heroes of the North State has joined Toys for Tots this Christmas season. And today through December 15th, we invite you to bring in that special toy for Toys for Tots. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. Once again, My Umbrella Marketing and Consulting is hosting a toy drive at KCNR at 1326 Market Street in downtown Reading in support for our local chapter of Toys for Tots. Now, you can donate online at readingcatoysfortots.org. Hi there, this is Sue McClain filling in for Michelle Slade. She's the owner of My Umbrella Marketing and Consulting. While she continues working hard to make this Heroes of the North State Toys for Tots toy drive a huge success. Now, tonight, I'd like to welcome Stacy Wiedenhoff. She is the coordinator for Toys for Tots, and she has someone very special with her tonight.
My co-coordinator, my father, Gary Grant.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for coming in. This is so exciting. We've had such a great time tonight with someone else who's very special from the North Pole. Now, I'll be interviewing Stacy this evening. There's still time to donate to Toys for Tots as well. Once again, you can donate online. Plus, tonight we have a very special guest all the way from the North Pole. He knows a thing or two about toys. The man with the bag who's helping out Toys for Tots this year, it's Santa Claus. Hi, and welcome, Santa Claus. How are you?
Well, thank you, Sue. I am doing wonderful, and it's so good to be here.
Terrific. Once again, Santa is with us tonight, And if you would like to call in and talk to Santa, our number is 530-605-4566, or you can call 530-605-4567. At this time, we'd like to thank our Heroes Circle sponsors, NorCal Tractors, Trailers, Rentals, and Sales, Emergency Water Supply, My Umbrella Marketing and Equipment, and NorCal Tractor and Kubota, and of course, KCNR. So once again, welcome our friends here tonight, Stacy Wiedenhoff, and you are here, the coordinator for Toys for Tots. Now, tell the folks more about Toys for Tots, like how it originated and how you became the main coordinator.
Well, Toys for Tots actually was started in 1947 by Major Bill Hendricks. His wife wanted to do something in L.A. for underprivileged children, and that year they collected and distributed over 5,000 toys. It was so well received by the community, and the Marine Corps decided to adopt it as the National Toys for Tots Foundation, and they made it nationwide. And since we're really proud, this is our 75th year, and in the 75 years we've been doing this, we have distributed over 627 million toys.
What?
Yeah.
How much? Say that figure again, because to me, I was thinking we were doing really good.
Yeah. So 627 million toys in the last 75 years.
That is 75 years. Okay. That works for me. The figures work there. I'm going, oh my goodness, that is absolutely terrific. And your dad has been, you know, part of this organization as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so where, if people want to go and make their donation, where can they go and how, you know, what are the hours?
So Reading is a fantastic community. We have boxes all over town, so you might walk into your local bank or your gym and see boxes. If you just want to drive by and drop your toy and not even get out of your car, we, from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., from every day now until the 20th of December, we are in the Mount Shasta Mall parking lot between Outbacks and Panda Express. And you can just drive up and hand the toy and walk away. Or you can, if you want to donate money, cash, check, you can do that as well.
That is wonderful. Well, I'm so glad you guys are here tonight. They're going to be with me for the next 45 minutes or so. But Santa Claus, we have a couple of callers. We have Morgan and Maggie on the line.
Hi, Morgan.
Hi.
Do you have a question for me?
Yeah.
Okay.
What you got?
How many elves do you have?
Oh, last count, I honestly don't know. We have so many elves up there, and they're working so hard and trying to get every toy ready for Christmas Eve to bring down to the whole world. I have so many I can't even count them.
And some of them have to go on vacation, so.
Oh, every once in a while.
So, and are you having a good Christmas so far?
Yeah.
You are? And what type of things did you want for Christmas? Have you thought about it?
No, I didn't.
Okay, well, you have some time. Okay, you really do. You have some time. Christmas just around the corner. We're going to give you time. We'll let you think about it. And we do appreciate that you called in tonight to talk to Santa Claus. Okay?
Hi.
Hi. Now, who's this?
Maggie.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, we just talked to Morgan. Now, here's Maggie.
Hi, Maggie.
And
hello.
What did you want on your Christmas list?
My Christmas food, potato roller coaster, Play-Doh ice cream, and rainbow unicorn.
Wow. So
that's... Well, we could see what we can do for all of that. That's a big list right there. Good for you. You keep asking for as much as you want. We'll see what we can do up there at the North Pole. I'll put a call into the elves and get them going on it.
Wonderful. Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling in, okay? You have a great night, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
Aren't they adorable? Oh. I absolutely love it. How many elves do you have? Mm-hmm. I'm thinking it had to be, like, a lot. So,
a lot.
Couldn't even guess. You don't even know, Santa.
I have no clue.
See, that's how it is.
Yep.
Once again, I would like to welcome Stacy
Wiedenhoff from Toys for Tots to KCNR tonight. And now Toys for Tots, it's been going on for a very long time. And I've noticed over the past couple of years, quite a few people made donations. It surprised me just because we were in the middle of, 2 years that were very long for a lot of people, but still people stepped up and made their donations. Have you seen quite a rise recently? Just, you know,
Shasta County is a, we're a community that really takes care of ourselves. And when you put out there to our community that we need something, people, they really do step up. And I honestly was very worried about the COVID years because, you know, a lot of people were out of work and there was going to be a lot more need. And I just thought people aren't going to be able to give. And what I find is that when people, you know, they know that and they make even that much more of a point to give because they know if they're hurting, then other people are too.
Absolutely. Well, once again, I'd like to thank you for being here tonight. And Santa's going to be with us as well. We've got quite a few kids that are going to be calling in. I think we probably have another one on the line. We'll get them after the break. But I wanted to thank you all for coming tonight. Once again, Toys for Tots, we're going to get back to that. And in just a few minutes, when we get back, we're going to hear what happened during the night before Christmas on KCNR.
"'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings all hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all safe in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled down for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below. When what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer. With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles his coursers they came, as he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer, now Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As dry leaves before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the housetop, the coursers they flew, with a sleigh full of toys, and St. Nicholas too. And then in a twinkling I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard of his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of his pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke, it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a round little belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk. And laying a finger alongside his nose and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim as he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night."
'Twas the night before Christmas. Good evening, this is Sue McLean for My Umbrella Marketing and Consulting. hosting for Michelle Slade tonight for North State Now. We're having a toy drive. There's still time to drop off that toy at 1326 Market Street in downtown Reading for Toys for Tots. And if you'd like to call in and talk to Santa, we do have a couple of folks waiting, so you're going to have to give us a few minutes. Our number is 530-605-4566 or 530-605-4567. We'd like to thank our Hero Circle sponsors, NorCal Tractors, Trailers, Rentals, and Sales, Emergency Water Supply, My Umbrella Marketing, and Consulting. And, of course, your friends here at 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com.
Joy and laughter is what over 8,000 Shasta County children will wake up to this Christmas morning thanks to our community of local heroes who so generously gave to Heroes of the North State's Toys for Tots Toy Drive. I'm Michelle Slade of My Umbrella Marketing and Consulting and host of Heroes of the North State. From the bottom of my heart, I would like to thank all of our heroes and Hero Circle sponsors for making this holiday season so special for so many local tots. NorCal Tractor, Trailer, Rentals, and Sales enjoy giving back and supporting our community. That's why when they were asked to join the Hero Circle for Heroes of the North State Toys for Tots Toy Drive, it was an easy yes. The thought of helping to give to children in Shasta County this Christmas season and helping bring joy to their hearts has been a blessing to them all. NorCal Tractor, Trailer, and Rentals would like to thank the community for rising above and providing giggles and laughter this holiday season.
Firewater Supply is proud to join the Hero Circle for Heroes of the North State's Toys for Tots Toy Drive. We understand that it takes a community to come together in times of need. It is with great honor to be invited to take part in bringing the joy of Christmas to children of Shasta County. All of us at Firewater Supply would like to invite you to do the same this holiday season by supporting the causes you love. Together we will bring in the new year with joy. At Emergency Water Supply, our business is to come together with our community in times of great need. That's why, when we were asked to support Heroes of the North State's Toys for Tots Toy Drive, we recognized the importance and were honored to join the Hero Circle, knowing children in Shasta County would wake up Christmas morning with smiles on their faces. At Emergency Water Supply, we invite you to join us and give the gift of Christmas this holiday season.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows
like a light bulb.
All of the other
KCNR 96.5 FM AM 1460, and check us out online at KCNR1460.com. Hi there, this is Sue McLean filling in for Michelle Slade. She is out and about making this Heroes of the North State Toys for Tots drive a huge success. We're going to talk to her just a little bit later on. Now, tonight, once again, we're here in downtown Reading at 1326 Market Street collecting those toys for Toys for Tots. There's still plenty of time. However, we do have Stacy Wiedenhoff and someone very special that she absolutely loves and adores.
Yes, my sweet daddy, Gary Grant.
And they are here to talk about Toys for Tots. We learned a little bit of the history of Toys for Tots, how it started. And there's something else that is very unique about Toys for Tots.
Yeah, so Major Hendricks, who started Toys for Tots in L.A., was very well connected and was actually personal friends with Walt Disney. And as a favor to him, he drew our Toys for Tots logo. So that famous Toys for Tots train that we will never, ever change is because we are one of the very few, I think we're the only one that I know of, that has a Walt Disney-drawn logo that, was drawn personally by Walt Disney.
That is incredible. I had no idea that was the history. So if you see the Toys for Tots logo drawn by Walt Disney, that's incredible.
It is. And if you go looking for it in the history, you'll see that Disney has supported Toys for Tots all these 75 years. And, I mean, there's a long list of celebrities all the way down to the First Lady. I mean, Toys for Tots is very ingrained in the American way. Like, you say Toys for Tots, or if you just say toy drive, people automatically assume Toys for Tots.
Absolutely. And if someone wanted to make a donation online, they can. It can be a financial donation. It can be, you know, something else. It can be an actual toy.
Absolutely.
And how do people do that online?
So if you can just get on your computer, your phone, and you go to Reading-CA ToysForTots.org, and that'll take you right to the local Reading. It's Shasta County. We take care of all of Shasta County, but our address says Reading. So, and one of the things it's very important to me that everybody knows, and this is for the entire Toys for Tots organization, every penny and every toy that is donated in your community stays in your community. So every toy donated in Shasta County stays in Shasta County. If we are lucky enough to have a toy left over, we store it until next year.
That
like
is
nothing
wonderful.
Ever leaves. And we are one of the very few, none of us get paid. We're all volunteers. So every penny you donate is going into buying a toy. So 97% of, and this goes for the whole foundation, of all money donated goes into buying a toy. So for every dollar, 97 cents of that dollar is buying a toy.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for being with us tonight. And at this time, we'd like to thank our Heroes Circle sponsors, NorCal Tractors, Trailers, Rentals, and Sales, Emergency Water Supply, My Umbrella Marketing and Consulting, and, of course, KCNR. And we do have another special guest with us. Santa Claus is here, and there are a few young ones on the line that want to ask Santa a couple of questions.
I can't wait. Hi. Hi, is this Trinity?
Yeah.
Hi, Trinity. Do you have a question?
Yeah.
What is it?
I want a dirt bike.
Oh, you want a dirt bike?
Yeah.
Oh. You want a dirt bike?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I want a dirt bike.
You want a dirt bike. Trinity wants a dirt bike. Well, we can see if we can make that happen, Trinity. Thank you. Bye. Thank you so much for calling.
And we do have a couple more on the line for you, Santa. We have actually three young ones. Their mom called in, and they have a couple of questions for you.
All right.
Hi. Thanks for joining us.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, kiddos. This is Santa.
Hi, Santa.
Hi.
Who's this?
Who are you?
Oh, I love children laughing.
Do you have any idea what you'd like for Christmas?
Hi, Santa.
Hi. What would you like for Christmas?
Makeup.
Makeup? Very nice. I bet you look very pretty without makeup, though.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Santa, can you bring us an elf this year?
An elf?
Yeah.
A live elf?
Yep.
Well, he'll be on the sleigh with me. There'll be a couple helping me. I'm not so sure if they want to come down to...
Santa, they're asking for an elf on the shelf.
Elf on the shelf. Oh, we could probably make that happen. Absolutely, we can make that happen.
I was thinking they wanted an elf.
A real live elf. That would be really hard.
You know what? There's certain labor laws we've got to, you know, kind of pay attention to.
The elves really like the North Pole, so I'm not so sure they want to move.
Well, the elf on a shelf is actually an elf that's a doll that sits in your house. And if I have the story correct, you're not allowed to touch it or it loses its magic.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Did you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling. I'm so happy.
Hold on. We got one more.
Okay.
We got one more. Okay.
Let's hear it.
Okay. Say hi.
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 What's your name? There's Braylon. My name's
Braylon.
Braylon, what do you want for Christmas, Braylon?
A longboard.
A longboard. Very nice. How long is the longboard?
Longer than a skateboard.
Just wanted to make sure she knew.
I'm Grayson.
Hi, Grayson.
Now, what do you want?
I want for Christmas Legos.
Legos?
Mm-hmm.
I bet we could probably make that happen, Grayson. My elves are working really hard right now.
Hot Wheels, yep.
Hot Wheels, too. Mm-hmm. Very nice.
You guys want to say anything else to Santa?
I'm going to get two things for
Christmas. They're having their little discussion.
Yes, they are.
Okay, well, folks.
You've got to tell them if you want.
Okay. You got one more.
Hello.
Why don't you guys just say bye to Santa.
Bye, Santa.
And Merry Christmas.
Goodbye. Merry Christmas. Thank you for calling.
They were so sweet. Oh, my goodness. My heart is warming. I feel tears in my eyes. Oh, just love it. Hey, we're still taking calls. If you want to talk to Santa, give us a couple minutes. We have a few on hold at this point. So, yeah, if the phones are busy, just kind of wait it out. The number is 530-605-4566, 530-605-4567. Thanks for joining us tonight. My Umbrella Marketing and Consulting hosting a toy drive right here at KCNR to support our local chapter, Toys for Tots. You can also donate online at ReadingCalToysForTots.org. This is Sue McLean filling in for Michelle Slade for North State Now. So happy you could join us on KCNR. We would like to thank our Hero Circle sponsors, NorCal Tractors, Trailers, Rentals, and Sales. Our heroes, of course, Emergency Water Supply, My Umbrella Marketing and Consulting, and of course, your friends here at 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
He was made of snow, but the children know how he came to life one day.
There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found. Oh, when they placed it on his head, he began to dance around.
Joy and laughter is what over 8,000 Shasta County children will wake up to this Christmas morning thanks to our community of local heroes who so generously gave to Heroes of the North State Toys for Tots Toy Drive. I'm Michelle Slade of My Umbrella Marketing and Consulting and host of Heroes of the North State. From the bottom of my heart, I would like to thank all of our heroes and Hero Circle sponsors for making this holiday season so special for so many local tots. NorCal Tractor, Trailer, Rentals, and Sales enjoy giving back and supporting our community. That's why when they were asked to join the Hero Circle for Heroes of the North State Toys for Tots Toy Drive, it was an easy yes. The thought of helping to give to children in Shasta County this Christmas season and helping bring joy to their hearts has been a blessing to them all. NorCal Tractor, Trailer, and Rentals would like to thank the community for rising above and providing giggles and laughter this holiday season.
At Emergency Water Supply, our business is to come together with our community in times of great need. That's why, when we were asked to support Heroes of the North State's Toys for Tots Toy Drive, we recognized the importance and were honored to join the Hero Circle, knowing children in Shasta County would wake up Christmas morning with smiles on their faces. At Emergency Water Supply, we invite you to join us and give the gift of Christmas this holiday season. Firewater Supply is proud to join the Hero Circle for Heroes of the North State's Toys for Tots Toy Drive. We understand that it takes a community to come together in times of need. It is with great honor to be invited to take part in bringing the joy of Christmas to children of Shasta County. All of us at Firewater Supply would like to invite you to do the same this holiday season by supporting the causes you love. Together we will bring in the new year with joy.
Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, open 2:30 to 6 p.m. at 2051 Hilltop, Suite A3, is happy to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those serving in the armed forces. Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs and can help with colds, allergies, asthma, COPD, arthritis, pain, inflammation, long-haul COVID, and help restore taste and smell. Perfect for all ages. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave. You can book now at capturingtheessence.com. Again, CapturingTheEssence.com.
Come, they told.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tonight, My Umbrella Marketing and Consulting, hosting a toy drive at KCNR at 1326 Market Street in downtown Reading for our local chapter of Toys for Tots. Also, you can donate online at ReadingCalToysForTots.org. This is Sue McLean in for Michelle Slade, the owner of My Umbrella Marketing and Consulting, and she continues to work hard to make this Heroes of the North State Toys for Tots toy drive a huge success. And tonight we welcome our good friend Stacy Wiedenhoff and her father Gary Grant. Now she's the coordinator for Toys for Tots, and I am so glad that we're here tonight because this is such a wonderful and important event during the holiday season, and I'm just so thankful that you're here tonight.
Thank you so much for having us.
And we talked a little bit off air about the type of toys that people, that Toys for Tots really would like to see more of. Not that they're not thankful for everybody and all their donations, but there are some specific toys. You know, you get a whole lot of one and less than another, and there's lots of requests, and there's so many kids.
Yes. So we really struggle for the, you know, older children. So I'm just going to basically say like 12 and up. Most people, when they go shopping, you think of like, you know, a Tonka truck or a Barbie doll or something. And so, which we do need those, but we get, you know, a lot of those donated. So where we struggle is for kids that are a little bit older. And we do go to kids, you know, all the way up to the age 18 if they're still in high school. Because, you know, we want to make sure that everybody in the family has a present under the Christmas tree.
They are kids. You know, just because you're older, you're an older teen, you see your other family members, and, you know, they are kids, kids at heart. We all are.
We want to give the gift of Christmas, and for me, I look at that as the whole family, right? Like,
right.
You know, you don't want to see anybody left out. And when your children are happy, you know, your heart is happy. And so it's a whole picture of Christmas. And so we do. And I myself have 15-year-old teenage twins, and they are impossible to buy for, I'm just going to tell you. So, you know, especially but when you have them in your own home, it gives you an idea of what kids like. So the older kids, what we kind of ask for, a lot of what they want is like art sets. And they love, like, bath sets, candles, just, you're never too old for Legos.
No.
Legos is timeless.
Okay? I still play with Legos when the grandkids come.
They're absolutely timeless. And so one of the things that we do is that we have people write down their Christmas wish list because we want to make sure that you're getting something you like because not everybody wants to play with a Barbie and not everybody wants to play with a football, right? So mm-hmm. we're very personal and to the fact of trying to get everybody what they want because we're trying to be Santa's helper and we don't just know like Santa does, you know? So anyway, but so a little list that I have here is Super Mario is extremely popular this year. And I don't mean the video game. They are Super Mario toys. Sorry.
That's okay.
And I hit the, anyway. So Sonic dolls, Sonic doll.
Sorry, you're fading.
I'm sorry. I'm reading from my list here. So doll strollers, art supplies, and of course craft kits for both boys and girls because everybody loves art. And we cannot get enough art kits. Like that is one really big, asked for thing for the older kids. And, sports balls, and then, of course, the Legos. So I have Legos in capital letters here. So, and then just anything, like if your teenager likes it, I guarantee you that these kids will like it. I mean, I'm gonna tell myself, when I was like 12 years old, I was still playing with Barbies. But kids these days at 12 don't play with Barbies anymore.
No, they don't. But there are all kinds of items.
Yeah.
And so this is, you have a list now.
Yeah.
And what's the other one, Super Mario?
Yeah, and Sonic.
And Sonic.
So they have toys now. So because when
right.
I think of Super Mario,
I think of the video game.
Right. And so I'm like, the toys are really, really popular. We're getting a lot of requests for those. So and of course anything superhero is always really popular.
Right.
Know.
And there's a lot of movies, you mm-hmm. know, where they have the characters that are out.
Yeah.
And so, you know, if you go out and you're looking, I know Avatar is now has a new film out, so there's lots of those type of toys. You get the small little fuzzy. You can't go wrong with a little stuffed animal. You really can. I admit I'm a child at heart.
Yeah.
My husband got me this little bitty unicorn. It's in the door of my car. It's like whenever I feel a little stressed, I squeeze my little unicorn.
Oh, that's so cute.
And it's just, I think that's just another thing.
But see, unicorns are timeless too.
They
are. Just like one of our little ones that called in earlier wanted a rainbow unicorn.
Right. And now we have another caller.
Perfect.
Who wants to talk to Santa. We have Caden on the line.
Hi, Caden.
Hi.
Do you have a question for Santa?
No.
Oh, you just want to tell me what you want for Christmas? What do you want for Christmas, Caden?
What I want is a Lego set, and I want a remote control drone, and I want a pocket knife.
Whoa.
A Lego kit and a pocket knife, and what was the second thing?
A remote control drone.
A remote control?
Drone.
Drone.
Wow.
Drone.
You don't want much, do you, Caden? Well, Santa will see if we could do that for you, all of those, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks for holding. I know you probably held for a long time on the phone, huh?
Yeah.
You were very patient. We thank you so much.
Thank you for calling.
Merry Christmas, Caden.
Merry
thanks for
Christmas,
calling.
Caden. Ho, 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 ho.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. They're just so sweet. I just can't get over it. Once again, thanks for joining us tonight. We're just really thrilled to be here. And we would like to thank our Hero Circle sponsors, NorCal Tractors, Trailers, Rentals, and Sales, Emergency Water Supply, My Umbrella Marketing and Consulting, and, of course, your friends here at KCNR. Now, tonight, of course, it's My Umbrella Marketing and Consulting hosting a toy drive. We've got Toys for Tots here. And we have Stacy Wiedenhoft and her dad, Gary. And you've been doing this for so many years. Gary, how many years have you been involved with Toys for Tots?
I started in 1991 when I retired out of the military. And a little story, the first year I did it, I took toys over by the library, new library, which they call the Hood. And I went to this little tiny shack. And no floor, no nothing. And there was two 17-year-old kids, and they had a week-old baby in a cardboard box. I volunteered at the Discovery Bus Shop, and I went back to Kenna, and I said, Kenna, I want that dresser and that crib. She gave it to me, and you think I gave those kids $1 million when I went back there. And I went out to my truck and cried.
Oh, my goodness. That is wonderful. You have such a big heart. And Toys for Tots, this is kind of a legacy because, you have been involved with it for many, many years. But tell me about your mom.
My mom, who's 96 years old, started with the Giving Tree in the mall and then took over the Toys for Tots and has been running it since the early 80s. And then, like I say, in 91 when I retired, we joined in with her. And she started out in her garage because Dad had made it upstairs to the garage and everything and had shelves. And she kept going, and then we got getting bigger and bigger. And everybody always donates a building to us. We don't pay for anything. It's all donated, and they won't even let us pay the electric bill or anything, and they're so such super people, and the building we're in now is our third year straight, and he let us keep the stuff all year long there. We didn't even have to take it out.
That is terrific. And Stacy, now you've been involved with this since you were a teen.
Yes, when my daddy retired in 91.
How old were you?
Girl, I was 16.
16, and doing this for little ones, and it is so important because, having that toy under the tree when you wake up, it's magic.
Mm-hmm.
And you see the look on their faces, and they're excited about Christmas. And our listeners, you are the ones making this possible. You can make this possible, bring that light, bring that magic of Christmas to these little ones who otherwise wouldn't have anything under the tree. So we're going to leave it up to you. You can make a donation online at ReadingCalToysForTots.org. You can also stop by the station. We'll take it, 1326 Market Street in downtown Reading. Then we're going to turn around, and then we're going to hand it over. And we really do need your donations. I mean, it sounds like, we've got a lot of toys. Folks, we need your help. We wouldn't be here without you. And, I am tugging at your heartstrings. I am, because to me, it hits home because I have little ones. And we went through a phase when my husband and I first got married, and we were using like hand-me-down furniture, and we didn't have a whole lot of money. And then we just felt so blessed when we did. We made that special effort, worked extra jobs just so we could have Christmas. But there's other ones. You know, I just an example, you can have a single mom who has young children, 4 or 5, you just don't know how many. And it really helps her out because otherwise she couldn't afford to go shopping. She couldn't afford the gifts. And you make their Christmas magic. So make that magic right now. Pick up the phone. You can also call and make a donation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can. But you can call us and we'll make it happen for you. My dad's number is 530-524-4818. You can go on the website. Our phone numbers are up. And I want to say that obviously this is for the kids, mm-hmm. but when the parents come to us and we hand them the people cry, and then we cry.
Oh, now you're going to make me cry.
I mean, we could go into, there's a lot of very heart-touching stories, and, you know, there's, we say that we shut the doors of the distributions that are on the 20th of December, but I'll be honest with you, there's not one year that we haven't worked Christmas Eve. Because we either get a call from CPS or just different situations, or 1 year we had somebody's house burned down and they lost everything. And, you know, there are people that are hard on hard times where this is coming, where you do have a single mom that's going, oh, my gosh, you know, my kids aren't going to have anything. Or, you know, maybe grandparents who have custody of their grandkids. The stories go on and on and on. And I, you know, come down to work at the center, and I guarantee you, you will leave with a full heart.
Terrific. Once again, Toys for Tots, we're here tonight. My Umbrella Marketing and Consulting hosting a special toy drive tonight. This is Sue McClain filling in for Michelle Slade for My Umbrella Marketing and thanking our Hero Circle sponsors, NorCal Tractors, Trailers, Rentals, and Sales, Emergency Water Supply, of course, My Umbrella Marketing and Consulting, and your friends here at KCNR.
Of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry.
Joy and laughter is what over 8,000 Shasta County children will wake up to this Christmas morning thanks to our community of local heroes who so generously gave to Heroes of the North States Toys for Tots Toy Drive. I'm Michelle Slade of My Umbrella Marketing and Consulting and host of Heroes of the North State. From the bottom of my heart, I would like to thank all of our heroes and Hero Circle sponsors for making this holiday season so special for so many local tots.
At Emergency Water Supply, our business is to come together with our community in times of great need. That's why, when we were asked to support Heroes of the North State's Toys for Tots Toy Drive, we recognized the importance and were honored to join the Hero Circle, knowing children in Shasta County would wake up Christmas morning with smiles on their faces. At Emergency Water Supply, we invite you to join us and give the gift of Christmas this holiday season.
NorCal Tractor, Trailer, Rentals, and Sales enjoy giving back and supporting our community. That's why when they were asked to join the Hero Circle for Heroes of the North State Toys for Tots Toy Drive, it was an easy yes. The thought of helping to give to children in Shasta County this Christmas season and helping bring joy to their hearts has been a blessing to them all. NorCal Tractor, Trailer, and Rentals would like to thank the community for rising above and providing giggles and laughter this holiday season.
Firewater Supply is proud to join the Hero Circle for Heroes of the North State's Toys for Tots Toy Drive. We understand that it takes a community to come together in times of need. It is with great honor to be invited to take part in bringing the joy of Christmas to children of Shasta County. All of us at Firewater Supply would like to invite you to do the same this holiday season by supporting the causes you love. Together we will bring in the new year with joy.
Okay. KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Tonight, My Umbrella Marketing and Heroes of the North State has joined Toys for Tots this Christmas season, today through December 15th.
The mall goes till the 20th.
Okay.
We'll start picking up the boxes around town around the 20th, but there's always ones that linger out longer.
Right. Thank you so much. This is Sue McClain filling in for Michelle Slade, owner of My Umbrella Marketing and Consulting. She continues working hard, making this Heroes of the North State Toys for Tots drive a huge success, and she's out and about tonight working very, very hard. We would like to thank our Hero Circle sponsors, NorCal Tractors, Trailers, Rentals, and Sales, Emergency Water Supply, My Umbrella Marketing and Consulting, of course, and KCNR. Tonight, we do have the folks from Toys for Tots with us. We have Stacy Wiedenhoff and Gary Grant. Now, she's the coordinator for Toys for Tots, and we've been talking throughout the show tonight just about how important it is, you know, that folks make those donations. And there's such a unique history when it comes to Toys for Tots and how you got involved. Well, what is the official name when people are looking for it? I mean, Toys for Tots, you automatically think, oh, Toy Drive.
Right. So it's the U.S. Marine Corps Reserve Toys for Tots program.
And your grandmother.
Yes.
Started this.
Yes.
And then your father took it over, Gary. And you're here. Gary's here with us tonight. Mm-hmm. And then you stepped up, and you've been helping. First, you were helping alongside, and now you're leading this.
So my dad is we're partners in crime. We, you know, for anybody that knows us, we do a lot of volunteering in the community. And wherever you find me, you'll find my dad. Or wherever you find dad, you're going to find me.
Terrific. Hey, we're going to get right back to you. But in the meantime, we do have a couple more callers. Santa, you've got a couple more calls tonight. And we have Jewel. And today's her birthday.
Well, happy birthday, Jewel.
Thank you.
How old are you, Jewel?
8.
You're 8?
Mm-hmm.
That's a great age. What do you want for Christmas, Jewel?
I want an American Girl doll.
American Girl doll.
And a big, giant plushie. And a stuffy cat, and a Roblox gift card.
Nice. Very good. Holy cow. We'll see if we can make that happen for you, Jewel, okay? Ho, 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 ho. We'll try to make that work for you, okay?
Okay.
And do you have somebody else on the phone now? Is it John?
Yeah.
Hi, John.
I want a dinosaur plushie and a Roblox gift card and a Fortnite gift card.
Oh, Fortnite. I hear that's a really cool game.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
All right. That is awesome, John. We see if we can make that happen, okay? We'll see if we can get the elves to make that for you.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you,
Santa. You're welcome.
And Merry Christmas. Once again, thanks for tuning in. And I am here for My Umbrella Marketing and Consulting. Tonight, a special night. This is Heroes of the North State and for North State Now. And we do have Stacy Wiedenhoff and her dad, Gary, here for Toys for Tots, looking for donations just in time for Christmas. And this is going on for the next, 2 weeks or so.
Yes.
And if people wanted to make a donation, they can do it online.
Yes.
They can donate money. They can donate toys. And they can, if they had any questions, who do they contact?
You just go on the website. Our phone numbers are on there. Just give us a call. Stacy, okay. And mine's the 524-7177. I said dad's. So if you want to go shopping and buy toys, we love it. You know, buy gifts for the teenagers. I like to take my kids out and have them pick something for the other kids, because kids know what other kids want. And then if you don't want to go shopping, you know, donate. You can donate the money, and we'll go do the shopping for you, because we've got a list of what everybody wants.
Absolutely. That is terrific. And you wanted to mention one more thing?
I did. I just wanted to give a thank you to all of our amazing volunteers that work in our distribution center every day. My mom, Frances Grant, and Diane Powell are there 7 days a week working their little tails off along with a lot of other volunteers. And I just want to make sure that they know we appreciate all of their hard work.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for coming in tonight. We have one last phone call tonight. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, London. Hi. How are you?
Is this London?
Yes.
Hi, London. What would you like for Christmas?
Can I please get a rainbow platypus squishmallow?
Well, that sounds wonderful.
Sounds great. Absolutely. We'll see what we can do. We'll get the elves on it right now, okay? I'll give them a call before I go back to the North Pole. Ho, 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 ho. Great ask. That was awesome.
Well, you have a great night, and thank you so much for calling in, okay? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, London. Thanks for calling.
Hey, thanks for joining me tonight. This is Sue McClain in for Michelle Slade from My Umbrella Marketing and Consulting. She continues to work hard to make Heroes of the North State Toys for Tots a huge success. She couldn't be here tonight, so I am just filling in. And I would like to thank our special guests coming in, Stacy Wiedenhoft and Gary Grant for Toys for Tots. And we're going to see you around town. We're going to see you next year, same time, same place.
Absolutely. We'll be here.
Terrific. Once again, I would like to thank our Heroes Circle sponsors, NorCal Tractors, Trailers, Rentals, and Sales, Emergency Water Supply, Fire Water Supply, and My Umbrella Marketing and Consulting, and of course, Santa Claus.
Santa Claus is here, heading up to the North Pole to make sure that we make all the boys and girls very happy this year. Ho, 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 ho.
Once again, Merry Christmas from your friends here at KCNR. Good night.
Hold me in and so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace.
Joy and laughter is what over 8,000 Shasta County children will wake up to this Christmas morning, thanks to our community of local heroes who so generously gave to Heroes of the North State Toys for Tots Toy Drive. I'm Michelle Slade of My Umbrella Marketing and Consulting and host of Heroes of the North State. From the bottom of my heart, I would like to thank all of our heroes and Hero Circle sponsors for making this holiday season so special for so many local tots.
At Emergency Water Supply, our business is to come together with our community in times of great need. That's why, when we were asked to support Heroes of the North State's Toys for Tots Toy Drive, we recognized the importance and were honored to join the Heroes Circle, knowing children in Shasta County would wake up Christmas morning with smiles on their faces. At Emergency Water Supply, we invite you to join us and give the gift of Christmas this holiday season.
NorCal Tractor, Trailer, Rentals, and Sales enjoy giving back and supporting our community. That's why when they were asked to join the Hero Circle for Heroes of the North State Toys for Tots Toy Drive, it was an easy yes. The thought of helping to give to children in Shasta County this Christmas season and helping bring joy to their hearts has been a blessing to them all. NorCal Tractor, Trailer, and Rentals would like to thank the community for rising above and providing giggles and laughter this holiday season.
Firewater Supply is proud to join the Hero Circle for Heroes of the North State's Toys for Tots Toy Drive. We understand that it takes a community to come together in times of need. It is with great honor to be invited to take part in bringing the joy of Christmas to children of Shasta County. All of us at Firewater Supply would like to invite you to do the same this holiday season by supporting the causes you love. Together we will bring in the new year with joy.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.